Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Money Smarts for You. Enhance your lifestyle by taking the positive path towards managing your money.
Welcome. I'm Barbie O'Connor, your host for the Money Smarts for You show. This show is your chance to ask me about the financial topics that affect your everyday life. If you have questions or thoughts about what you'd like to hear about on future shows, feel free to email me at barbie@moneysmartsforyou.com. After years of working with clients, helping them save, preserve, and grow their assets, I wrote the book Money Smarts for You, The Basics. I want teens, college students, millennials, growing families, and others to have a chance to learn the essentials that everyone needs to know about money in their adult lives. I know I've taken a few weeks off from doing my podcast, and those of you who listen regularly, I appreciate your patience. I've been working on another book. No, it's not another Money Smarts book this time. It's a dream that I've had since I was 13, and that is to write a novel, and it is done, and it's published, and it's available on Amazon. It's entitled Virgin at the Speedway. Yes, I made the decision to publish it under my name, Barbie O'Connor, because well, it's part of me. So if you are looking for a good summer read, you might want to check it out. And it's available both in Kindle and paperback. Now on to today's topic. Maybe it's the time of year, but it seems like every piece of mail I open is asking me for money for some charity, whether it's joining a charity or there's a special program or maybe there's an emergency need. But I'm getting lots of information about what opportunities there are for giving out there. Also, in addition to that, I'm getting all these things about pre-planning and bequests in my will and working out a gift through different types of estate planning vehicles. And so one of the things that occurred to me was that maybe we needed to go over this topic fairly briskly about what you need to do before you make a gift to charity. Check the charities out. There are two very reputable websites that keep track of information about charities or 501c3 organizations, as they are often known. 501c3 refers to the IRS law that pertains to these very special nonprofit or not-for-profit organizations. One is called Charity Navigator. You can search under that name, or you can find them at charitynavigator.org. The other organization is known as GuideStar, and they are found at www.guidestar.org. GuideStar may require that you join or donate in order to learn more about the charities you're interested in. Charity Navigator will give you a fair amount of information for free, such as their financial standing, transparency, and information about how the organization is managed. They even have a nice button you can click on if you want to donate to the charity you're reviewing. Remember that both of these organizations are charities or nonprofits also, and they need money to keep up their good work. So if you use their services a lot, you may wish to make a contribution to them. If that email came into your inbox and you've never heard of this charity before, but you were pulled in by the message designed to tug at your heartstrings, be careful. If you don't have a relationship with a staff member there or a board member, or the organization itself, or you don't have a way to find out what this group is all about, then if you believe in their cause, you may want to research other groups that are doing similar work as well before you decide to put your hard-earned money to work with them. If the request came over the phone, take down the information while you listen to the caller spiel and get contact information from them, like the website for the charity or their phone number, and what the programs are, and obviously the name of the charity. Never, ever give information about yourself, your financial situation, or your willingness to give to anyone who calls you on the phone that is not someone you know well. Certainly do not give your credit card number to anyone, even someone you know well, who is a stranger to you or who is presenting a sob story designed to separate your money from your pocketbook. It's one of those things that you have to be really careful that you're not being a victim of identity theft or that there is some kind of scam going on. Even with the best intentions, you can sometimes make mistakes. So be careful. Look at this just as you would any other investment, like buying a car or buying a home or making an investment in securities. investigate before you make that decision to invest your money. 2, why are you going to give? You need to know why you're going to give. It's very important. Are you giving because you believe in what the organization does? Are you giving because there is an emergency situation that requires funding? Are you giving because there's a program you believe in that means something to you and your family? There are many reasons to give, and all of us in the community in which you live are so grateful for your generosity. So all I ask is that you think about it so you will know why you're getting involved. Once you make a charitable gift to an organization, they will hope that you will make another gift, and then another, and then another. And there's nothing wrong with that, but make sure that you're careful about any implied commitments or agreeing to fund something that you do not really have a desire to fund. It will create resentments if you find yourself in a position where you don't think you can afford to do something, or where you have been led to believe that you are, you know, supporting something that maybe isn't exactly what you thought it was going to be. Go to general operating, allowing the management of an organization, its board that sets policy, and its staff that executes the mission to make the determination as to how the money is spent. Long-established organizations will most likely continue with the mission they were founded to execute. Some organizations have to change, just like the world changes. A great example here is technology. With the rapid change in software, hardware, and the speed of processing, the need for most organizations to have funding for technology is endless. Most of them were probably founded with index cards and some pencils, and now they have to spend a lot of money on technology to keep up, to meet regulatory requirements, to file tax returns, all those things. Also, another thing that most organizations need money for is maintenance. Most organizations have buildings, but it's hard to get people to give money for maintenance because it's not sexy, and you can't see the donor's name emblazoned along a wall for the maintenance fund, even though the air conditioning and heating needs to work, the roof needs to be repaired, and if there are any vehicles that are involved, they need constant upkeep to be safe and up to standards and regulation. So think about what is important to you. Do you want the organization to continue to move forward in this world? Are you interested in a progressive new campaign, a new program maybe they're doing, or do you just want to be able to continue to go to that zoo or go to that art museum or hear the symphony play? And these are things that you need to consider. So if you give money and you want the organization to keep going, give to general operating, because that allows the most flexibility for the staff to be able to spend your money any way they need to spend it, whether it's repairing the air conditioning or on an educational program or purchasing a new piece of art. It kind of comes under all those purviews. When you make a restricted gift, which is a gift that's specifically for one purpose or a group of purposes, that is the only thing that organization can spend that money on. And that can sometimes leave them with a pile of money one place and no money to basically open up the doors in another. So kind of think about what it is you really are trying to accomplish when you make your gift. Not only think about your own needs, your own desires, but also think about what the organization needs. 3, how much are you going to give? Depending on the organization, different giving levels will give you different perks. Those perks may be reserved seats at an event or a pre-public chance to buy those seats, or it may add your name to a list of esteemed citizens in your community, or it may simply give you free entry for you and your family. Ego strokes and opportunities may come with the charitable gifts you give. If this is an organization you want to be a part of for many years, then you may want to give less at first and then upgrade after several years of seeing how the organization functions. Most groups have membership levels, social events that are fundraising events, up-ticket priced items or events, and something for every age group. Dip your toe in and see how it goes before you make a high-dollar gift. 4, what are you going to give? Most nonprofits will gladly take your credit card and charge your membership or donation. Others will accept checks. Some take real estate. Others, silver and gold coins. Some may take art once it is appraised, and in the case of a museum, it fits with a collection and is approved by the curatorial staff. Your gifts may be tax deductible against your income tax, so you may wish to visit with your tax accountant first before you make a major gift to make sure you can benefit from it tax-wise. If you're pondering a gift of your home or residence, or you retain a life estate, please, please check with your financial advisor and make sure that you have the means to sustain your lifestyle if you did not have your home to borrow against or to sell to take care of your needs. A very good friend of my parents, who was a very wealthy businessman, gave his home to a local school, retaining a life estate. His wife was no longer living. He had no children, so he thought that was a great idea. Having a life estate allowed him to continue to live in his home until his death. Unfortunately, after he made that gift, he made some bad investments. He actually got conned by a very artful con man, and he lost most of his savings, leaving him with very little to live on and no home to sell or borrow against to sustain him in his old age. He was someone who thought he knew everything, so he did not consult with an attorney nor a financial advisor before he made this very monumental decision, leaving him basically in the poorhouse for the last years of his life. So be very careful about making a gift of anything or any place that could provide you care in your later years. There is a movement afoot in Congress to do away with the tax deductibility of gifts made to charities and gifts made to not-for-profit organizations. I believe that would be very bad for our society and hope that you will lobby your representatives against it. Keep in mind, nonprofit charities are businesses too, and they employ people, they build buildings, and they contribute to the economy in ways way beyond their mission. When their coffers are full and they can execute their missions properly, all our society benefits. Schools, hospitals, art museums, food banks, zoos, mental health treatment centers, symphonies, children's camps, ballet companies, churches, operas, and many other groups would be in grave danger without the tax-deductible charitable gifts they receive every year from people like you and me. 5. When are you going to give? If not now, then when will you give? If not us, then who will rise to the occasion? Giving is taught, passed down within families from generation to generation. It is an important quality, generosity that is. To begin now, even with a small amount, will allow you to get to know the organizations that make it their mission to address the social ills, the educating of society, and the saving and nurturing of the poor. But for the grace of God, go all of us. As you develop a relationship with these groups, you will figure out whether you want to look at estate planning options and bequests that will live on beyond your lifetime in the form of endowment that covers future expenses of these entities that you've been giving to all of your life. Every small donation makes a difference. Every bequest can provide so much. So remember that each gift you give to charity is a gift you give to your community to make it a better place to live. Thank you for joining me today for the Money Smarts for You show. Please email me your questions or thoughts to Barbie@MoneySmartsForYou.com, and we will cover them in future shows. Remember, take care of your money to take care of yourself.
Thank you for joining us today. Find out more at MoneySmartsForYou.com. Like us on Facebook, buy the book on Amazon, and remember to subscribe to the show.